Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help today?
Hey, Ashley. On my USAA account, I have a charge from you all of $59.89, and I never even heard of you.
All right. I can search in our system, see what I can find. What's your name and zip code?
My name is Nancy Thomason, Thomasson, 37660.
Okay, I think I found some matching information in our system for you to be sure. Could I ask for a matching street address as well?
Okay, say it again. I'm sorry.
To be certain I've pulled up the correct account, could I ask for your street address?
Yes, 1805 Birchfield Court, Kingsport, Tennessee, 37660.
All right, thank you. So I've brought up a billing of $59.89 back on April 11th. What I
that's
see
what
does...
I was saying. That's what I said. Go ahead.
I see that there was an online customer support survey completed, leading to a sweepstakes offer. It was a chance to enter and win a mixer for your kitchen. That led to our Bites Hub meal planning application subscription. It had been billed that month and then declined the following month. And every month enrolled, you have a chance to enter and win the mixer. It provides the enrollment. I know it was sent to your email for download.
I don't any longer even have an email, so that, you know, that wouldn't work. You know, when that thing is on the internet, it looks like you immediately get that mixer. That's a bunch of crap, and you know it, and I know it. I'm going to call USAA and have them take this off.
All right. I'm sorry that the service hadn't been made more clear. It's per how you answer the customer support survey questions that you were presented with the offer. Not everybody who does so has the chance to enter and win. But allow me a moment to process a full cancellation.
No, I just ran onto it on Facebook. That
right.
I didn't do anything else to my knowledge. But I certainly didn't get $59 worth of anything.
I understand. And you said you don't have access to the email that you would have provided. So, yeah, it's sent via email. I understand why you never got it downloaded. Allow me a moment to finish up the cancellation and take a look at the billing for you.
Okay. So you will cancel this and refund my $59?
I'm getting the account canceled for you, and then I'm going to take a look and see what we can do for the billing. It's going to be just a moment, and then I'll provide a confirmation number to keep in your records.
Okay.
All right, I appreciate your patience, Ms. Nancy. So I was able to reach out to one of my floor supervisors. I have the account fully canceled. They're currently working on the billing for you for April. So just to let you know, you should notice that refund back to the billed bank account within about 3 to 5 business days. I have a confirmation number if you need it.
Please.
It'll be C as in Charlie, 920-549-814.
Okay. Thank you, Ashley. I appreciate it.
Of course. Appreciate you calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.